the good liars.
The good liars?
This is boring.
Boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, God. Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the good liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell you the truth. And the truth is, we are here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and we are literally right outside of a Trump rally. You can see the people here leaving right now. Donald Trump is still on stage speaking. Kind of happens every single time he does one of these.
Yeah, people are like, oh, I had some other stuff that I considered more important to do, yes, or got a little bored, yeah, or yeah, whatever it is.
We can't really cast stones because
we left early. Yeah, we got bored.
But we have a big announcement. We have a live show that is going to be premiering on YouTube on November 4th. And it's pretty exciting. It's called The Good Liars Fix America.
It's very exciting. We toured this show around. We had so much fun doing it. And we wanted to release it right now. A little bit of a pre-election palate cleanser.
Oh, okay. I was going to say treat. Yeah.
You know, maybe there's something to enjoy about the intense time we're in right now.
Yeah. So go to our YouTube. We'll put a link in the description here. And there's some never-before-seen video in there. A new fun prank with a politician / wrestler.
Who it is. Politician / wrestler, or wrestler / politician. What would you say?
I don't know. To me, he's always going to be the wrestler first. Yeah. Yes, yes. But here we are. We are on election eve right now in North Carolina. And DeVrom, I was thinking about our journey over the last almost 4 years since the 2020 election. And like kind of our starting to film a lot more at these rallies and being there happened at January 6th. Like that was kind of a big inflection moment, maybe.
Right. You could say. You know, we were in that moment after the 2020 election thinking like, is this a return to sanity kind of time in this country? And it just was not.
Okay, I was going to ask,
It was not. Spoiler, that's how it turned out. It was not a return to sanity. January 6th happened. And then it felt like we kind of needed to be involved. It's what people cared about. It's what we cared about. It was boring and terrifying and everything in between to be at all these rallies. And today, if we hadn't said it clearly, you know, this is the last day of rallies.
Yes.
This is it.
Yeah, yeah. And this is our last Trump rally that we're going to go to. I'm just going to say this for the record. You said just say something and hopefully it comes true.
Yeah.
This might be the last Trump rally we go to ever. There is a possibility of that.
Right.
I don't know if it's a strong possibility.
You're putting it out into the ether.
Yes.
Into the soup,
like the
of
secret,
the world.
Putting it out there.
Right.
Asking
do
you
the
hope
universe.
Is
our last one?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I do.
Easy.
Yeah, yeah. It's like people ask us, like, oh, what are you guys going to do if there's no more Trump rallies? Like, we'll figure it out.
We'll sort it out.
We'll be happier people. Because I think on a scale of like 1 to 10, as far as being tired, I'm in 11.
11. Yeah, 11, 11 and a half, maybe. Yeah, we've been. I think I've been to 4 rallies in the last 5 days.
That's
you would
have
missed one of them, but that's not even out of the ordinary for the last month or two.
Yeah.
Just going to them, I guess it feels like we should be documenting this, but also it's like when you're going past like a car crash and people slow down.
Yeah, you just got to slow down and watch.
Yeah, we're rubbernecking
end of democracy,
potential end of democracy. Yeah.
So we are here outside the rally, as we said. And earlier, we did something special for us today. Mm-hmm. We've gone to all these Trump rallies. You know, we were in Butler. We talked about that. We were in Butler in the assassination attempt.
Yep.
People asked us, like, oh, my gosh, what was it like? We weren't there. We didn't go inside. We left more than an hour before. And now, today, we were like, we're going to do something special. It's our last rally of the election. Maybe ever, we're going to go inside. So we inside today, DeVrom.
We were here at a Trump rally. First time we've gone inside in years. Last rally of this election cycle. We're here.
It was a little low energy when we first got in there because we were there around like 10.
Yeah.
When he was supposed to start. We have enough experience to know he generally starts kind of late. We thought he's doing 4 rallies today. He might start on time.
Yeah.
Of course, that didn't happen. It was maybe like half full or so. But I have to say, by the time Donald Trump went on stage, maybe like 10:45,
yeah,
it was about three quarters full. The energy was high. And there's this strange thing that we've talked about where it's like, we talked to a few people before the rally. We've talked to people at all these rallies where they'll say some of the darkest stuff ever. But then there'll also be an atmosphere of joy.
Joy.
Like of happiness.
Yeah.
The pre-Trump video said, like, we need to treat all our neighbors with respect.
Right.
Then, like, one of the first things Trump said is, like, the evil Democrat Party, right, the worst thing I've ever seen. So both of those things existing here.
Yes.
At the rally.
Yeah. And when he comes out onto the stage, he plays Lee Greenwood's Proud to Be an American.
People love that part.
So Donald Trump, this song comes on, right? It's like a wrestler entrance. Right when the song goes on, he comes out from backstage. And then he just stood at the side of the stage while like a whole verse played. Then he got on stage and then the chorus and another verse played. And he's just staring at the audience, not mouthing the words,
right,
just looking around.
A couple times he almost did one of his like dance moves, like shook his hips a little bit. But mostly he's kind of like a show pony up there. They're like, just look at him. He's gorgeous, isn't he?
But it was the entire song.
Yeah.
Until the end of the song. And it wasn't like the whole crowd was singing along and it was like,
right,
this wonderful like festive atmosphere.
Because how long
more
could
weird
you
than
keep
it
up the just coming out on stage energy? The answer,
right,
is not an entire,
right,
song.
Right. I'm sure there are rallies where people would sung it and it, yeah, maybe is better than that, but it was just very, very weird today for that. So then he came up and he started speaking, and I think we lasted, if you include the Greenwood song, Lee Greenwood song, I think we lasted, would you say 12 minutes?
That was my guess. So
and he's still speaking right now.
And, you know, as you can see kind of behind us, you know, people are streaming out.
Yeah, can you, I think it's like if you move over, you could see there's just like a steady stream of people have been coming out this whole time.
And we get it. We don't fault anyone for that. Again, that was us today. That's been us before. We're on record. I think we're on record saying that they're boring.
They're boring?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, we talked about like, oh, should we? Actually, no. We both independently had the same thought about yelling, this is boring again.
Right.
And then we both independently decided not to do it.
Not to be held by Secret Service or whatever. That would have entailed.
That would have not been fun. Not been fun. But we talked to some people yesterday in Macon, Georgia, and you also went to a rally in Greensboro, North Carolina, which I want to say, again, for the record, I like Greensboro.
Yeah.
I like.
I did not make it to downtown Greensboro. But, yeah, we've been to a bunch of these rallies, the garbage bag heavy rally in Greensboro that was recently
happened in Vegas, too. We saw that in Vegas. And then you talked to two people in Greensboro about the garbage bags.
Right. And they
I thought you made some good points, too.
Nice people who are dressed in garbage bags. And I thought, these people are going to explain this to me.
Because it's going to make sense.
It's going to make sense.
Yeah.
Because it is a little bit confusing. It's like the guy we don't like calls us the thing, so we're dressing up as that thing.
The current so-called president of the United States called Trump supporters garbage.
We showed up as garbage. Yeah,
we're going to wear that proudly because we are Trump supporters.
And so can you tell me how wearing the garbage bags proves that you're not garbage?
Just as the back says.
Right.
Biden can call us garbage. Trump calls us Americans.
Trump calls us Americans.
Right, but you're dressed as Biden defined you, not as Trump defined you. Yep.
Well,
I think I think more of we're taking it as a joke at this point.
Like it would make sense if you were wearing an American flag and you said Biden calls us garbage and Trump calls us Americans, you're wearing an American flag.
I'm confused.
Yeah, so that was an interesting little interview that you had there. And we really talked a lot about the rally. What was the feel in Greensboro? You were there, I know, early.
Right. Well, they're all the same but different. It was at actually a venue we had been in Greensboro in maybe March or something.
Oh, yeah, the Greensboro Coliseum, Sting was doing his last match there for an AEW pay-per-view.
That was exciting for all.
Right.
This time, in conjunction with the Trump rally, there was a holiday market. Mm. I was asking some people where the rally was, and they got a little bit offended. No, we're just headed to the holiday market.
Okay.
But, you know, it was like a lot of the rallies. You got your vendors. You had people kind of filing in. The front row Joes, since I was there early.
Yeah.
Saw a couple familiar faces. And then the same kind of thing. Like, you know, will you trust the 2024 election if Donald Trump wins? Enthusiastic yes.
Oh, I meant to give you a watch the other day. Yesterday, you asked that for the 100th time of this election cycle.
Yeah.
So I was supposed to give you a watch when that happened, and like have balloons and confetti
Are you
and things.
To retire it?
I'm not. Well,
You're
hopefully.
To retire the
hopefully.
Bit.
Hopefully.
I guess it's a poll I'm taking.
No. I'm not casting dispersions here.
So 100 times I've asked. How many times do you think we've gotten a surprising answer?
10.
Yeah.
And the surprising answer being that they would be fine with it.
Be okay
yes.
and
yes
accept
to both.
The results, right.
Yeah.
So usually it's an emphatic no to accepting Kamala Harris winning this election. So
can we just talk about the elephant in the room for 1 second, then we can talk about some of the other rallies we went to. The election is November 5th, which is my birthday. I mentioned that before.
Mm-hmm.
It bears repeating, though,
right,
I think.
It does.
November 5th is the election. How are you feeling right now about this?
I feel like it's a real, genuine toss-up, and we've talked about that. I have a friend who is working with the Harris campaign, and is like, we're going to win this thing. It's like, all right, well, it's good to hear there's enthusiasm. We're seeing the enthusiasm on the other side on display, so it's hard not to have some of that rub off.
Right.
It feels like a genuine toss-up. And the polls change every day. We had Harris winning Iowa recently or something.
Yeah, to Boyd Registry.
Totally not possible.
Yeah.
So hard to trust these polls.
One of the best polls in the nation, though, is what they say. Most accurate, I should say.
And they Don Jr. wanted to kind of demonize the whole polling system, which I got to say, I don't blame him for necessarily, because it just takes you on a whole roller.
Talk about what we saw today.
Yes.
Yeah.
He said, you know, the polls where it shows you're behind, they're designed to demoralize you into not showing up, and the polls that show you're ahead are designed to make you feel overconfident and not show up. I don't know that they're designed to do that, that it's a psyop.
Yeah, I was going to say that he used the word psyop on stage for a presidential campaign, which is just fucking wild.
But it does, that's what I worry about polls. They have this effect. It kind of makes the campaign not as pure of a thing just because people are saying, oh, supposedly we're going to lose or supposedly we're going to win, constantly leading up to it.
Right. I was just thinking about Don Jr.'s speech now that you brought it up. He got up there and he was talking about, basically just said the election was stolen in 2020. Like, they're going to try and do the same things they did. We all saw what happened.
You said you can't find a truckload of ballots a week later.
Exactly. And I was just like, I can't believe that this is where we are. I know I always say this every week on this show. I just can't believe this is where we are in politics. Because you have one side of it who says, I will not accept the results of the election simply because Donald Trump is saying that there was fraud and all this stuff in 2020, and there's just no evidence of it. So it's basically like you're playing with house money with it in a way, because you either win and then the election was 100%. Not fraudulent, or you lose and you say you won, which is what everyone we've talked to has said is going to happen.
I feel like I've said this every week on this show as well, that we're going into an election where we are 100% certain that Donald Trump will claim victory. That's a weird thing.
Yes. Wait, I'm going to make another bold prediction.
Yeah.
He comes out and graciously concedes if he loses. Graciously concedes on election night.
Okay.
Comes
bold,
out and
bold prediction.
Says, let's all come together. There's more that unites us than divides us. What odds will you give me? If you give me $1,000,000 to 1 odds, I'll bet $1.
100 to 1. No, that's stupid.
100 to 1 odds,
No, that's stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, so you have
no
that much confidence.
Place
you don't
here
you think
on the good liars tell the truth. No bet placed.
I think it would have been a bad bet for me to do the 100-to-1
still,
odds.
Oh, yeah.
But, all right.
100-to-1 odds.
All right, sure.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was
right.
stupid.
We
I don't know why I agreed to
I'm
that. But it's $1. $1.
Yeah. Because there's no chance. And, you know, we were talking about they're sowing the seeds for, you know, this idea that the election was stolen. Everyone we talk to says, oh, we're already seeing it. And then Don Jr. on stage says, if you see anything, videotape it. And the idea is that there's going to be the same thing as there was last time. Some video of some truck of ballots of going somewhere that you can take out of context, and it'll be people's evidence for the next
right.
several years, it turns
right.
out.
Ay, 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 ay. Such a weird thing in the rally. The other thing is the music, the pump-up music. I would say that I like kind of like 75% of the songs
yeah,
that they play there.
Sure.
And I will say, Donald Trump coming out on stage, you know, people have been saying this online, but like seeing it live, you know, he goes up there and he kind of slinks up stage and he's like walking with the railing. Obviously, like, hey, he's almost,
he's 80,
whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I hope I'm in, you know, good shape when I'm that old. But he got up on stage and his voice was a little weaker than normal. I think he warmed up a little bit by the time he got out there. And it just, he felt like he was very old. It's like the same thing with the spin room that we saw.
Right.
Like he seemed very, very old.
Pretty wild. He has 4 rallies planned today. And the one thing you can't take away from him is that he is like a fighter.
Sure.
He does. He's probably going to be speaking till like 1 a.m.
You could also say
morning.
Brat.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not saying it's the only it, word.
Yeah.
I never
fights
would
have
said
are tantrums
that.
More than anything. But
it's
yeah.
Tantrums. Yeah. An egomaniac who can't admit he lost ever, has never admitted he lost anything.
Even Emmys has not admitted he lost Emmys.
Right.
It was
Emmys.
All rigged. Yeah.
Ted
Cruz
said he didn't, the Iowa caucus, the Republican voters, the Republican vote counters had cheated him out of the Iowa caucus against Ted Cruz. So, but the one thing I would say he's doing is he's still speaking now. He's going to, you know, talk for hours. And he's probably going to talk for 6 hours today. So he is out there. He's putting in the work.
Putting in the lies. So we went to a rally yesterday in Macon, Georgia, and we did something a little different there. But before we get to that, I want to talk about more of the same that we did. Talked to a woman who was talking about some conspiracy theories. She
is that fair, Jason?
She said, and of course, this isn't a new one. She said the Joe Biden that we see is not the real Joe Biden. He's been replaced
right.
by a buddy double, which you hear a lot.
Buddy double, that's fun.
A buddy double,
yeah,
my buddy. You hear that? You hear that a lot. You hear that a lot in your
a
everyday.
Lot of, if
yeah,
you do, what we
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
We just want truth, right? We just want things to be good. We want truth, and the truth will set us free.
And you think the truth is that Joe Biden is replaced by a body double?
I do. I believe that. But I could be wrong.
Yes. I agree.
Yeah.
We probably hear it once every two. Or yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, okay. And it's like we're not asking the questions.
Right,
maybe
right.
we'd hear it more. Like, I, for instance, like somebody who says that the hurricanes were controlled by the government, they probably would also have that body double thing
right.
going on.
Right.
But she mentioned the Biden thing and that he's been replaced by a body double. And I asked a question that we hadn't asked before, which is a very obvious question,
right.
which was, is that a good thing or a bad thing that he's been replaced by a body double? Because it's a very crazy thing. And she gave a very honest answer. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if it's good or bad, but she is sure that it's all basically a pre-decided like movie that's playing. These big forces are basically controlling everything that's happening.
That
but
I agree with, though.
The truth is going to come out soon. Somehow we're going to see what's been going on. And you even asked her to give this woman her fair shake here.
Sure.
You even asked her if Donald Trump was necessarily the good guy, and she was like, I think so, but I'm not sure.
But then she said, I know that he's fighting for good.
Right, right.
So, also, and it, you know, it's like we walked away from this interview and like, it was probably like, actually I looked at it yesterday, it was 17 minutes long. And it seemed like it was, like there was some really, you know, out there things that she said, but then walking away, I was like, oh, what a nice lady. Because she really like seemed genuinely like a nice lady. Then I rewatched the footage, and she said that there's a battle between good and evil. What are the stakes of the 2024 election?
Well, it really, yeah, exactly. It's a matter of life and death. This is a war. We're at war, and it's good versus evil.
Now, is she going to be storming the Capitol?
Probably
not. But
right. that's the dichotomy that we talk about with it. There's like a fun circus atmosphere, and then there's just about as dark as it gets here.
Yes.
So.
Speaking of dark, daylight savings time's over, and I am very upset about that.
Yeah. Why do they do it? Something about farming.
Yeah, I think that's half of it, but also it's just like early in the morning, it's very dark, right. And they just made it so it's light early. I don't know. People going to school, people going to work, less accidents, but I don't know if that's actually true.
If you guys want to, in the comments, let us know.
Yeah, sound
good
off
or bad,
in the comments.
Sound off on daylight savings.
Trump is still talking about...
Still going. He's still going. I admire the people who are behind him and have to, because there's photographers there that tell them, stand up. Motion
cheer,
to them, you
cheer,
know, be excited.
Cheer.
But you have to be excited for like 3 hours here.
And then in Macon, we talked to some people about, you know, you'd just been to a rally. I think both of us were just like, more so you, I'll say. It's like, I want to do something that's getting, ask some questions that are a little more optimistic.
Right.
Because things are very dark right now. And, of course, we're talking to people with opposing views. But you asked some good questions. You want to say what you were saying?
Yeah, I don't know if they were good questions.
Okay.
They were questions.
They were questions.
I asked, as a Trump supporter, if Kamala Harris wins, what would you want to hear from her that would make you feel more optimistic about the next 4 years?
Yeah.
And most people said there's nothing she could say. I wouldn't want to hear. I wanted to say the first thing I wanted to say is I quit, which is kind of funny.
Okay. Points for humor there, I guess.
Yeah.
So one guy gave a great answer when you asked, "What would you want Donald Trump to say to people, on the left, if he became president?"
And
what did he say?
If Donald Trump wins the election, what should he tell Democrats to help bring the country together?
We're all in this together. We're all in it together.
And on the other side, if Kamala Harris wins, what would you want to hear from her?
That we're all in it together.
Seems like a good guy.
We're all in this together. It's almost like
a little bit about January 6th, and I said, why didn't Trump tell the people to stop storming the Capitol? And he's like, I don't know, maybe he's had other stuff going on. It's like, all right.
When all the reports are that he was in front of the TV, watching TV the entire time, enjoying it.
Yeah. Of course he was.
Oh, there's a sign for me, a Trump sign. Look at that. Hey, check that out. Look at that flag that it's being shoved down the throat of the Capitol Boys. So we talked to some people at Macon, standard rally, I guess. I don't know. This obviously, say standard rally. It's like we heard some really out there things.
But, you know, we felt we really had to be here, see what there is to see this through till election day. So even though, you know, you have that feeling if you've seen one rally, you've seen them all. They're also each memorable in their own special snowflakey way.
That's really beautiful. Last thing. Almost 4 years ago, January 6th. Now we've been on the road now for 4 years. How do you feel? And you can't say tired. How do you feel about the country now? How is your emotional state changed?
Well, I am generally an optimist, I think. Although we seem to flip-flop on that, which one is the optimist and which one is the pessimist. My optimism has definitely been tested. We are talking to these people, and they are certain that this election won't be fair if Donald Trump doesn't win. So how could you feel better now than you did then? Because we are in the exact same place. And that's the feeling. So it's not tired. But it's kind of like a deja vu thing that's happening. We're going into the election. We have half of the country that says they already think it's fraudulent and won't accept it if their candidate doesn't win. How do you feel?
I mean, I would say pessimistic. I don't know. I mean, it's worn on me. The thing I will say is that we go to a lot of these rallies and a lot of people see terrible things. But I do think that a lot of them are just misinformed. And that
by the Bible?
Some of them. But I do think there's a lot of good people there. And I do think there is a way forward as this country. And that's the optimist talking.
Right.
Now, for this election, I don't know. I'm worried about it. But, you know, like I said before, I think that Trump may just win. But also,
right.
I could see Harris winning. You know, that I'm being affected by these polls that I'm seeing now. So I don't know.
Don Jr. was right. What you're saying.
Don Jr. was right about everything.
I think the path forward is for Donald Trump to lose, or for him to win, and somehow the next 4 years are not as terrible as it seems like they could be with his authoritarian, not even just tendencies, just outright personalities,
and
statements. But that after that, whomever follows him in the Republican Party would be more moderate. Now, if it's like, you know, Don Jr., if he is able to pass the torch somehow, then this could just be indefinite.
Yeah.
But if somehow after that, a person with a little less, anger and ego somehow could push things just back to the middle a little bit, then, you know, maybe there is a glimmer of hope. I would love for that not to be in 4 years.
Yeah.
Love for it to be.
So here we are on election eve. Let's have a moment of truth, Jabram.
Please.
That's okay.
I need it.
My first question, this might be multi-part, if I could think of a couple other things to say. First moment of truth, I need to know who you're voting for. Who'd you vote for?
I don't have to share that. I don't think anyone has to share that.
Okay. Yes or no, did you vote for Donald Trump?
No, I did not.
Ow.
I wrote in.
Turns out this guy didn't vote for Donald Trump, everybody.
I wrote in. my candidate of choice.
Excuse me. We're doing a live right now. Do you mind talking to us? We're doing our podcast right now. We're taping it.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
That's a hard no. We got a hard no. All right. Well, we tried. I thought that could be a little bit of an interesting thing to try and talk to somebody. Graciously
said no. You talked
to
these people before.
We
They're
did?
Passing behind me now. That couple right there.
I have no recollection of
weird stuff earlier.
I did.
We were having a little fun. We were being a little silly earlier.
Oh, yeah. We were a little bit. This morning was a little bit fun because we were a little silly because it's the last rally. We were
That's
a little
right.
silly.
That's right.
So, Devram, a couple more questions for Moment of Truth. Do you think we're going to have an answer who won the election on election night? And that could be even 3 a.m. that night.
Yes.
Yes, really?
Yes.
And who?
I just think it's. I'm not going to say who. I just think. I think we're going to know.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just have a premonition.
Okay. All right. And what would you like to see Donald Trump say to Democrats if he wins the election to try and bridge the divide in the country?
I want him to say something so nice and boring that he won't say, but I want him to say, look, campaigning is an intense and divisive time. I'm going to be a president for all Americans. We're going to move forward. We're going to leave the past, and I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to listen to everyone equally, and we're going to kill all the people.
The radical left.
The radical left.
I just want to say that he did give a very similar speech in 2016. To what you just said.
Right. Well, that was why the question, some people said there's nothing the person could say because they see the person opposing them as a liar.
Right.
And there's really nothing.
Just walk in front of a shot.
Yeah.
Jerk.
We're right next to the porta potty.
I know.
We should point that out to our viewers and our listeners. We are right next to the porta potty.
And for the people smelling right now.
Yeah.
You already know, I'm assuming.
Right.
All right, Devram, so that's the truth. I'm going to give a little bit of a moment of truth as well. I said this last week, but just please vote. I know there are probably reasons to not vote for either candidate that you might have, but probably more for one of them if I had to guess.
Yeah.
But I would say...
You didn't even ask who I wrote in.
I already know. It's Marianne Williamson, same person I voted
Basil,
for.
Basil, my dog.
Boring.
Yeah.
Please vote. We are so fucking tired. And it would be a personal favor to us if you would do so. Please.
Right.
All right. Well, we want to remind everybody you can support us on Hero Hero, herohero.com. hero.co/thegoodliars.
That's hero.co/thegoodliars.
Thank you, DeVrom. I appreciate that. The link is in the description. And we just want to say again, we have our special, The Good Liars Fix America, is out on YouTube. There's a link to that in the description, too. Check it out. You said it's a palate cleanser. I think it's like a dessert. It's more than a palate cleanser.
Oh, it's a sweet treat.
Yes.
It's like when we are like, do we deserve little donuts this morning before we go to
our rally?
It's a sweet treat like that. But you know, a little bit longer than that.
All right, DeVrom. Well, before we go, do you have any words of wisdom for the audience?
I do. Yeah, if you're going into a Trump event, and hopefully you're not, because maybe this is the last one ever, and they won't let you take something inside, hide it underneath, like, the porta potty, and you can get it when you come back out.
Might be a little wet.
Might be a little wet.
A little stinky, but you still have your donut.
You still have your donut.
All right, well, thank you for joining us on The Good Liars Tell the Truth and for going with us on this journey. On this 2024 election, vote, 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 and we'll see you next time.